Come home, run to practice, run to the store, grab dinner, go to bed, and repeat. Food fuels your day, and we fuel the people producing it with the latest news, information, and perspectives from across the globe. Learn about the business of food and farming. Join us and our team of experts as we cover the stories that keep the world moving. That's weekdays for Ag Day, the country experience.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, Donald Trump is just hours away from accepting the GOP nomination. He'll deliver his first speech since the assassination attempt at a rally last weekend. President Biden's campaign on pause due to COVID, and calls still growing for him to step aside as the nominee. The White House says he's still being briefed by senior officials, including national security matters, as he isolates at his home in Delaware.
National Security Spokesman John Kirby couldn't give an update on the president's health, but said the president is certainly focused on getting better. The president tested positive for COVID on Wednesday while traveling in Nevada. The White House said he was experiencing mild symptoms, runny nose, cough, and general malaise. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Vice President Kamala Harris is campaigning in Fayetteville, North Carolina today. Residents from the south all the way to New England are cleaning up after volatile storms hit last night, bringing flooding and wind damage. This is ABC News. Hyundai is recalling nearly 55,000 vehicles due to an issue with the fuel pump. That recall impacts the Genesis, G70, Veloster, Elantra, and Kona models made from 2019 to 2023. It was no surprise that Prime Day sales surged. The numbers reflect new trends in the way America shops.
Prime Day's record haul was expected, $14.2 billion over the 2 days, according to Adobe Analytics. What opened eyes, the near-even split between people shopping on desktops and mobile devices. Smaller screen buyers spent $7 billion over the 2 days, helping to continue the boost for online shopping. Amazon expects users to spend more than $84 billion this month and $732 billion through the first 9 months of the year. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Tinder says it's using artificial intelligence to help users find love, the dating app using an AI photo selector. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns, and here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm at a smoothie bar, asking people if they'd switch smoothies with me for $574.
Oh, I'll switch.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
That's a headache.
Nope, it's painless.
Oh, so it's easy money.
Yep, check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. Wisconsin's governor and attorney general join an ongoing abortion lawsuit.
In a motion filed Tuesday, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Kalm seek to join the suit filed by Planned Parenthood against Sheboygan County District Attorney Joel Ermansky. The suit argues that a near-total state abortion ban, which Ermansky seeks to enforce, is unconstitutional. The Evers administration is asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to intervene in the suit. Evers and Kalm want the court to confirm that an 1800s-era state statute is unenforceable and that the Wisconsin Constitution establishes a right of bodily autonomy, including in cases of abortion. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde linked Tammy Baldwin with President Joe Biden in a Tuesday speech at the Republican National Convention.
America is struggling under Joe Biden. And Senator Baldwin has been a rubber stamp voting with him 95.5% of the time.
Baldwin declined to comment at length during a non-campaign stop in Wausau Wednesday. In a statement, a spokesman for the Democratic Party of Wisconsin called Hovde an out-of-touch California multimillionaire who has made disparaging remarks about Wisconsinites. An inmate at the Adams County Jail died this week.
The unidentified man was found unresponsive on Monday. Both paramedics and jail staffers tried life-saving measures, but he died at the scene. According to the jail, a 38-year-old had been transferred to Adams County from another facility earlier this month and was being held as a sentenced inmate. Though no further information on what county he was transferred from or what charges he was sentenced for were given, an outside agency will now investigate the death. Mike Leishner, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Days don't get much better than this. Sunny, comfortable, with high temperatures smack dab into those mid-70s. With calmer winds today, we can put that on repeat for tomorrow, too. In fact, we'll get just a few degrees warmer as well. Enjoy it! Still owe the IRS? Call Tax Solutions now, 1-800-281-8193. Currently, it's 76.
Corn went back on the defensive today with sellers pushing prices to within a penny of critical support. That's heading into the end of the week. Bean hung close to unchanged. And spring wheat futures tried to lead a short covering rally in the wheat market. Cattle complex was sharply lower while lean hog futures tried to hold on to early gains.
Live from Memphis, Tennessee, via Farm Journal Studios, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, we continue coverage of Helena's Ag Innovation Expo with Dr. Zach Taylor from Helena. Then it's Jody Lawrence from Strategic Trading Partners. And from Real Ag Radio, hey, looky there, Sean Haney joins. Later on, we'll wrap it up with Patrick Ewan from Helena. Directly following the news, Oliver Slope from Blue Line Futures. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now, welcome the host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory.
That is a lot to do in one day. Are you sure that's all this afternoon?
Is this one of those two-hour deals? Is that what it is? We got an extended remix?
It might be. Well, hey, as long as we're going to have the blue skies, about 85 degrees, and a little bit of a breeze blowing down here in Memphis, we can make it 2 hours. I'm up for it. Let's go.
You got blue suede shoes to match those Memphis blue skies, my brother?
No.
Yeah, they're going to know you're a tourist.
Yeah, you're right. That's how they're going to figure it out.
The locals all wear blue suede shoes. Yeah, that's how you know.
Yeah. Welcome to AgriTalk. I am Chip. That is Davis. And we are at the Helena Agri Enterprise Evolve Innovation Expo in Memphis. Thanks again to Helena for having us at their event. The conversations that we had this morning, I thought were really, really good, talking about some important issues. And it's all about crop protection. It's all about making sure that we're doing the most efficient job that we possibly can when it comes time to get out there and protect the crop from pests or from weeds or whatever. You got to get out there and get the job done. So it was really, really good conversations this morning. Jody Lawrence is here. We're going to have a conversation with Jody. And like I said, Sean Haney is down here as well. So we're going to get Sean in here and he will be part of the conversation. It's almost like we're going to do a free for all on a Thursday afternoon.
A Thursday free for all. Well, there's no alliteration in that. I'm afraid I'm going to have to shut it down. No, no go. Nope. Maybe the Thursday three for all. That might work.
There it is.
We use three instead of free. Yeah.
There it is. I'm liking that. It is a three for all on Thursday in Memphis. All right, buddy. Let's get to the markets. What do you got?
Chip, soft red winter wheat cut ties with the rest of the wheat complex and moved lower as HRW and spring wheat futures were able to manage a positive close. Some relief to the warm and dry bias in the western Black Sea region is expected this weekend, and especially next week as that dominating high-pressure ridge breaks down. USDA reported wheat export sales of 578,500 metric tons for the weekend of July 11. That was up notably from the previous week, up 1% from the four-week average. Net sales were near the top end of analysts' range of expectations. December HRW wheat futures 1.5 cents higher to 579. December SRW fell 3.5 cents to 560. September spring wheat closed at $6.5. That's up 8.75 today.
$6.5. Look out, $6 level. Here it comes. Good export sales number, though, Davis. I'm impressed by that 578,500.
Indeed. Well, Chip, corn futures gave back the pittance it had gained over the past few sessions. The U.S. National Weather Service released its 30 and 90-day outlooks this morning, which indicate warmer-than-usual weather will dominate the next 90 days across much of the contiguous United States, with below-normal rainfall predicted across the western Corn Belt. USDA also reported corn export sales of 437,800 metric tons for the weekend of July 11. Chip, that's down 19% from the previous week and off 10% from the four-week average. September corn futures today, 6.75 lower, 391.25. December corn off 3.75, 405. March corn futures closed at 418.75 down, 6.25 cents, Chip.
You know, those 30 and 90-day outlooks that we got from the National Weather Service, Davis, those are what you would expect to see with La Nina developing. Mm. So there is some La Nina influence on those longer-range outlooks.
November soybeans dropped to a fresh near-term low before bouncing higher. Mixed price action between soy meal and soybean oil tethered soybean futures to unchanged in today's session. USDA reported weekly soybean export sales 360,000 metric tons for 23-24 and 375,000 metric tons for 24-25. Both of those were within the range of analyst estimates. USDA also reported daily sales of 510,000 metric soybeans and 150,000 metric tons of soy meal to unknown destinations for 24-25. August beans 1¼ cents higher, 10.98.5. September up 2.5 cents, 10.40¾. November beans closed at 10.43. That's up 2 cents on the day, Chip.
Yeah, 510,000 metric tons of beans to unknown for the new crop marketing year. When it's that amount of tonnage, you got to figure it's China in there buying.
Yep. Finally. December cotton. Finally, yes. December cotton today was 14 points lower at 71.93. On your livestocks, contrary to positive cash cattle market fundamentals, August live cattle violated support at 182.51, indicating the potential for follow-through to the downside tomorrow. USDA reported net beef sales of 15,400 metric tons for 2024. That's up 85% from the previous week and up 11% from the four-week average. August fat cattle were down 202.5, 182.25. October off 255, 183.02.5, and August feeders down 232.5 to 256.22.5. Quickly, snout side, August hogs today, 27.5 lower, 91.37.5, Chip.
All right. Thank you very much, Davis. Let's bring in Oliver Slope, Blue Line Futures. Hey, Oliver, how you doing, buddy?
Doing well, Chip. How about yourself?
Well, I'm doing a little better than corn did today. Knocking on the door of support at Friday's low of what is it, 403 there?
403. We bumped up against resistance yesterday at 413, which has been kind of the upper end of the range since July 8th. So 403 on the downside, 413 on the upside. And just a disappointing day. Yesterday, it looked like, you know, this is going to be the chance to break out above and maybe spur some short covering. But the rejection keeps coming. The fund's pretty comfortable with their very, very large net short position.
Well, and it seems like the funds today showed their willingness to step back in and defend those short positions. That's kind of what it looked and felt like to me.
Yeah, it absolutely did, especially after yesterday's trade. So it'll be interesting to see how the rest of the week pans out. And, you know, at some point you got to ask yourself a question. How much powder do the funds have left? I don't know. But I think a choppy consolidation trade would probably be at least healthy for the market. I'd like to see them push the relief valve a little bit and relieve some of the pressure that we've seen and kind of get a reset on that end. But, you know, hope isn't always the greatest strategy.
No, it isn't. Cattle kind of gave it up today too. What's going on?
Yeah, I probably sound like a broken record on the cattle market right now. I've been talking, there's been so much reason for this market to continue higher, fats and feeders, and the fact that we haven't been able to get that is certainly been a caution flag for us. And I think there are many reasons why the buyers have been kind of sitting on the sidelines, or at least relative to how they were positioned last fall when funds got as long as 120,000 contracts. You got softening economic data, potential headline risk with election, bird flu, etc. And we're moving into the back half of peak demand season.
All right. Thank you, Oliver. I appreciate it, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care.
All right. We are live at the Helen Agra Enterprise Evolve Innovation Expo in Memphis, Tennessee. We're going to talk with Zach Taylor next here on Agra.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive, delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com and never miss a beat.
AgMarket.net is releasing its upgraded app. The AgMarket.net app with revised MyFarm software is now available on Google Play and the Apple App Store. A desktop version is available through the website. Evaluate multiple profit scenarios, maintain a dashboard of farm marketing operations, and view local cash and futures bids. Track production costs, calculate dynamic break-evens, and record crop sales within multiple farms. Download it today at AgMarket.net or call 844-4AG-MRKT to learn more. There's a risk of loss in trading futures under options.
The Dirt with me, Mike Howell, an economics podcast where I present the down and dirty agronomic science to help grow crops and bottom lines. Inspired by economics.com, farming's go-to informational resource, I'm here to break down the latest crop nutrition research, news, and issues, helping farmers make better business decisions through actionable insights. Let's dig in.
Retirement can be scary.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Knowledge is power. We're here to charge your batteries. AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you are with us. I am live from Memphis, Tennessee. We are at the Helena Agri Enterprise Evolve Innovation Expo. And speaking of that, let's make time for this industry spotlight. Joining us now, Dr. Zach Taylor, Helena Technical Services Manager based in North Carolina. Zach, it's good to see you. How are you?
Hey, Chip. Thanks for having me today.
All right. How's things looking there in the Carolinas?
You know, I cover the whole Eastern Seaboard, okay. But, you know, we started off our planting season cool and wet. About time we finished that, it turned to hot and dry.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, in that mid-Atlantic region, we just did not get rain in time for a lot of corn acres.
Okay.
But over the past, you know, last week, some of this week, we're getting rain. And I think that's going to be the saving grace to cotton, peanuts, soybeans, and whatever late corn is out there today.
Okay. Late corn still has a chance?
Maybe.
Okay. Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. Gotcha. Gotcha. Well, here we are. It's the midpoint of the season. If a grower is going to make a final push to build those big yields, what are you looking at doing?
You know, Chip, if it were up to me, I would be looking to maximize my fungicide and insecticide applications. In order to do that, I would be thinking about pairing a bio-nutritional partner like Full Scale with those applications.
Okay.
Full Scale is a bio-nutritional product that contains both plant extracts, hence the bio part, and macro and micronutrients, hence the nutritional part, that's beneficial for crops during that reproductive stage.
Okay, tell me a little bit more about that. How does Full Scale help build that yield?
Well, essentially, it's the plant extracts that are the workhorse of the product, and it's those plant extracts that basically increase the amount of nutrients that can be transported in the phloem tube. So think nitrogen, phosphorus, zinc, iron, okay. All these kind of essential nutrients at that crop reproductive stage. And it's really this influx of more nutrients there that allows for a longer flowering period, more pod
gotcha.
Set, and hence more pod fill.
Fantastic, Zach. Where can listeners go for more info?
They can visit HelenaAgri.com to find out more about Full Scale and to figure out who their local Helena representative is.
Fantastic. Thank you, Zach. I appreciate it. That is Dr. Zach Taylor, Helena Technical Service Manager based in North Carolina. All right. You know what? I can't believe it, but it was a year ago right now at this meeting that I met Jordy Lawrence. And And we've been on the show another three or four times since then, Jody, and it feels like we've known each other forever. It's good to see you again.
Oh, well, it's good to see you. The ratings continue to plummet every time I'm on.
You know, but we're testing it one more time, Jody.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you gave me a one-year contract.
You bet. You bet. You know, and here it is, the renewal day. We got you on. Got you on. How's everything going?
Everything's good.
Good.
Easy drive down from Nashville yesterday, and you know, like much of the Southeast, we have had our challenges over the last month, a lot of hot, dry weather, but we were too far east on the hurricane to get much of that moisture. But
okay.
The crops, everything we saw looks awfully good because it got off to a really good start in the Delta and in the Southeast. And
okay.
So all good here.
All right. Yeah, it was getting a little bit dry, but those rains sure helped things out. And for those of you that listen to the morning show on a regular basis, and especially on Fridays, you know that Sean Haney from Real Agriculture, Real Ag Radio, is a part of the Free for All every Friday, except for tomorrow morning. He's going to be traveling home from Memphis. But
absolutely.
I got him this afternoon. He was here, so we grabbed him. How you doing, buddy?
Well, it's great to be here in person, Chip. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And now that I know who to blame for the market working the way it is. It's Jody. I see what's going on here.
Yeah.
This is fun. It's always great to do it in person.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely it is. Jody, this corn market today, it just felt defensive all day, didn't it?
Yeah, it is trading such a, you know, the next weather forecast. And we held $4 last week, and then it looked like it was going to try to bounce over and, you know, back up after the report, and then, you know, the forecasts are now peaking into early August, and without any heat and with, you know, enough rain that has fallen to this point, and get a little dry and a little warmer, but the crop has got such a good cushion right now that when you start talking about early August, the corn crop, you know, got a pretty good chance.
It's kind of like it's in prevent defense. It just can, but it can, and it continues to give up yardage.
Yeah,
like it just feels like it's having a hard time to find a justification to bounce higher at this point. And I don't want to be too negative about it, but it's just, yeah, it's tough.
But boy, we're knocking on the door. Oliver Slope was talking about it. Friday's low at 403 in D's futures. We get a spike of that level, Jody. I don't think it's going to take a close below it. It's just going to take a spike. You might even get some short covering once it happens. But if we prove that Friday's low isn't the low, there's more downside risk.
Yeah, that's the hard part, because it becomes a you know, lookout below kind of thing, because everybody is just bulls, farmers, everybody that needs a higher price than this. They are just on pins and needles right now going, please hold here, because nobody wants to see, you know, a 380 or, good grief, you know, a harvest low at this point. They're trading probably a 184. You're closer to 350 than you are at $4 at that point, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We've been talking throughout the day down here, guys, and we talk about the weather forecast and how when we're looking out the windshield, everything looks pretty good. When you look in the rearview mirror, there was some stuff back there from this spring that nobody wanted to deal with. But boy, we've forgotten about all of those problems right now, Jody.
You look back, it's not really seasonality. You always think of kind of the make or break date for the corn crop being the July 4th date. You know, sometimes a long weekend. This year it was in the middle of the week, but it goes back. The market really got very defensive right before Memorial Day. It hasn't rallied. And, you know, part of that was wheat going down, what was it, 18 out of 20 days and losing a dollar. Corn just couldn't, you know, go one direction while wheat was so bearish. But, you know, you look at this year, the mindset right before Memorial Day has really set the tone for the summer.
Yeah. Risk management, like, and just defending your position and trying to protect yourself has just become so critical. And, I just met Jody here today, and I'm thinking about some of the other market analysts I've talked to, you know, really looking at trying to find those days where there is an opportunity on maybe some sort of rally higher to take some risk off the table and try to move some of your inventory. It's tough. It's hard. There's a lot of regret out there in the market. I get it. I'm not, it's 2020 hindsight is super easy as a market analyst. But I feel for the grower there trying to figure out, okay, how am I going to get myself to the other side, right? Yeah. That's what it's about.
So you got to stay active in your thought process on this market. You can't just say, to heck with it. It's not going to do what I want it to do anyway. I'm not even going to think about it.
Yeah, because I just don't think we're to the what I call fatigue and exasperation selling stage.
Exactly.
Yet, that everybody just throws their hands up and goes, I've had enough. I'm not doing it. Yeah, I'm getting rid of it so I can sleep tonight, not have to have a bottle of Jack Daniels to do it.
Right.
And that kind of capitulation that's the emotion and the type of selling day that you usually see with one of those spikes, capitulation type lows. And we were hoping that we had seen it last Friday when, you know, the USDA certainly didn't help us because of the higher stocks and lower exports, and that number got bigger. But it hasn't happened yet, because I think there's so much corn out there still left to sell. You just, it would be a big, big day to, you know, dent that.
You know, don't forget, you're creating demand when you have some of that Jack Daniels, too.
Exactly.
You know, don't forget that.
That's what we're going with?
Yeah, it's not a bad thing.
Well, the trouble is that 2020, 21, grow it, harvest it, and hold it. Was the best strategy.
Yep.
And that is not this year's strategy. You know, the market has changed. It's different.
Yeah.
And that, It's just like, you know, in sports, right? Who won last year becomes next, you know, everybody sort of just told that that's going to what we need to do to win.
Yeah.
And we've transitioned here. And so the marketing strategy has to be different.
Yeah, it absolutely does. And you've got to be more of a merchandiser. You've got to look at the carry that's in the market. You've got to use strategies that are going to capture that carry. And I'm thinking specifically about looking out to the 24 crop. I want to talk more about that when we come back, Jody. But the one thing that everybody decided on the 23 crop was that, oh, well, I'm just going to reach out and capture the carry. The thing that they forgot to do was lock in the carry. It didn't happen. The idea was there. The plan was there. The execution was suspect in a lot of cases. So, okay, strategies on 24 crop. I want to talk more about that when we come back. And is it a Trump trade? I want to talk about that too. Jack Scoville said it on Monday, and I haven't been able to get it out of my head.
Hi, I'm Paul Niefer, a CPA and author of the Farm CPA blog and column for Top Producer. Join me every week on the Top Producer podcast for conversations about the top trends in farm management, tax issues, succession planning, policy implications, and more. Each week, I visit with business-minded farmers and ag experts for lively and in-depth conversations. Subscribe to the Top Producer podcast, available on your preferred podcast platform, and listen to a new episode every Tuesday.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Let's go to the markets page at ProFarmer.com and check today's closes, where December HRW wheat futures were 1.5 cents higher at 5.79. December SRW wheat down 3.5 cents to 5.60. December corn futures were 6.75 lower at 3.91¼. December corn dropped 3.75 cents to 4.05. August soybeans were 1.25 cents higher at 10.98½. November soybean futures closed at 10.43. That's up 2 cents today. December cotton today was 14 points lower at 71.93. On your livestocks, August fat cattle down 202.5 to 182.25. August feeder futures down 232.5 to 256.22.5. And August lean hog futures today 27.5 cents lower at 91.37.5. Get more market news every market day. Visit TryProFarmer.com.
There's danger out there.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks, August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Days don't get much better than this. Sunny, comfortable, with high temperatures smack dab into those mid-70s. With calmer winds today, we can put that on repeat for tomorrow, too. In fact, we'll get just a few degrees warmer as well. Enjoy it! Still owe the IRS? Call Tax Solutions now, 1-800-281-8193. Currently, it's 76.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. Chickens have come home to roost. Find today on AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Flory. Glad that you are with us. Big thank you to Helena for having us down here to their Innovation Expo in Memphis, Tennessee, talking about that last push, things that we need to do out in the field to make sure that that corn crop, bean crop, cotton crop is doing everything that we want it to do. In the meantime, we're having a conversation about what's going on in the markets. We've got Jody Lawrence, Strategic Trading Advisors, and Sean Haney, Real Agriculture, Real Ag Radio is with us. We've got this is what Davis called it. I don't know if you guys are going to like it or not, but we're calling it the Thursday threesome.
He's so crafty with words.
Sorry, that was a three for all.
Oh, three for all.
Yeah. I came up with that and trademarked already. So.
Yeah.
Oh. I've got on the T-shirt. Yeah. Come on.
It looks good. Looks good.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to throw a flag here. I'm going to have to throw a flag, guys. The compulsory elements include alliteration. I'm sorry, it's not my rule.
So crafty with words, that Davis Michael.
Oh, he is. He's something else. All right, let's get back to this. So, before we talk strategy on 24 crop, I mentioned this at the end of the last segment. Go all the way back to Monday. Jack Scoville's on from Price Futures Group every Monday. And he said something this last Monday. The Dow was sharply higher.
Okay.
NASDAQ was lower. S&P was lower, but I don't think it was getting hurt that bad. And you remember what Monday was for the grain markets. Just got smoked. All right? And he called it a Trump trade all the way around. So I'm interested in your thoughts. Sean?
Well, you know, I listened to J.D. Vance's speech last night.
Okay.
And it did not give the impression of like pro big business. It was pro worker. It was a different tone. There's the horn. Maybe I'm offside. But
flag.
You know, you think it's going to be interesting to see what if it is a Trump trade and we do. That may be a little bit tough to pin on him. Like I don't know if I want to blame commodities going lower for the fact that it looks like it's Trump's election at this point.
Jody, he made trade with China awfully difficult. He's a tariff supporter.
Yeah, 2018, everybody can remember that, when he decided he was going to show China, you know, what he thought of them, and he jacked up whatever percentage the tariff was, is an enormous amount, that there's no reason to think that Trump somehow learned from his mistakes in the previous administration, because that was, it's bad for ag, and it just is not a positive thing, because more than likely what we were hoping, the rate cuts would continue to bring the dollar lower.
Yeah.
For that to even back out, for everything to become competitive. But if we start tacking, you know, 200% tariffs on stuff, or 50% for that matter, would be plenty that Brazil just, those would be the kind of things that Brazil would just continue to pull away from us, you know, next year, 26, 27, 28, they just get into a position. We're giving up ground if there's a tariff war that to this point we didn't get back into from 2018, and it would, it would scare me.
I think it's a tariff war either party. I think both parties have a pretty strong position on China. But one of the things that's different this time around that they're going to have to be cautious about when it comes to the impact of the tariffs related to the overall picture here is that China's economy is not in as good a shape as it was. Think back to 2018. Right. And so that's a big part of the difference here. Those tariffs are going to have much more of an impact maybe this time around, and that even impacts the commodity demand more. So that's probably the scarier part of it.
Now check me on this, guys, because I might just be making too much out of this one comment from Jack. But when you look at the Trump administration and their willingness to take some rules and regulations off of business, there's your small cap rally. That's supporting the Dow.
The Russell 2000.
The Russell 2000, exactly. Now, Trump's dislike of big tech, I'm talking about Facebook or Mega, it's not right, Meta. Good grief.
Right, Meta.
Meta. And some of the others, but Meta in particular, that explains your pressure on the NASDAQ. Okay. The tariffs and so on explain some of the pressure on commodities. But again, the money flow, if all of the sudden there is incentive to direct that money into that huge basket that is the Dow, if it's taking investment money out of commodities, it can lay on the grains here just a little bit. So I think we need to think about that as well. And I don't know it. Well, and then you got to throw on top of it the whatever the Trump energy policy is going to be. But I'll guarantee you this, it's not going to be the Green New Deal.
No, it's going to be drill, baby, drill.
I
think that's they're going to be looking to, really go after production, increase supply, make the U.S. energy self-sufficient. That was the big in the first Trump administration. That was big time focus. Where there's lack of clarity is what is going to be his position, his policies related to corn-based ethanol.
Yeah.
That was a battle the last time around, and I would assume that we can expect the same cloudiness, not a lot of clarity on that front.
Yep. We're going to find out from all the airlines just how serious they are about cutting their greenhouse gas emissions with sustainable aviation fuel, or if they were just chasing tax credits.
With how much we have talked about demand for commodities like soybeans related to SAF, it's hard to walk into a room in the Midwest and say, you know what, SAF, we're getting rid of it. He can't do that.
Yeah, boy, it'd be tough.
My thought on why the SAF it has such stickiness, we'll just call it stickiness, is you look who's in it. The Exxon BPs of the world, the deepest of deep pockets, because they learned their mistake of not being early adopters in the ethanol business. They came in after and bought everything at bargain basement when it hit the bottom. But you still know that they're heavily invested there. Right. Then you look at the Cargills and the Bungies and the ADMs of the world. They've got plenty of money and they want to make sure every one of these crush facilities is making money. Of these companies, they aren't investing billions of dollars because we went to one of the crush plants in Norfolk, Nebraska, and they would consider it a medium size. It's going to need 36 million bushels of beans a year. But they've got nearly $1 billion invested in just that one, and they're going to be 30 of them at some point in the not too distant future. You don't invest $1 billion in something when you feel like the whims of a political one election or a policy change or something.
I think that's exactly right, but I think they're starting to think, is that what they did? I think there's some of that concern out there.
Well, and political risk does make capital a little bit sketchy, where they're not going to invest if they think the policy is going to change. All of this relates to, though, the big question. Okay, if this does go to the negative and margins at the farm level get worse because of the impacts of some of these things, where are we at with MRP payment to, 3.0 in terms of having to backfill that, right? What better known as Trump bucks.
Yeah.
And listen, there's a lot of growers here from across the U.S. That's the last thing they want to be in a situation is we're having to rely on payments from the government to make it work.
We would rather get it from the market, Jody. There is no question about that. And you got to do a good job on marketing that 24 crop, corn, soybeans, cotton. What do you want guys thinking about?
Well, I think there are a couple things here. And I've talked to the customers that I've worked with for a long period of time who've seen a lot of ebb and flow, a lot of cycles, you know, not necessarily bust, but we've seen booms like we saw from September 20 to June of last year. And they've seen much leaner times, you know, that we've all seen in the past 20 years. And most of them are very realistic about it. Go, seen it before, lived through it. We've got to get to the other side of this and just survive this. And that's where you have to look at what's your best program to make this the least amount of pain possible this year. Because it's painful already. And, you know, it's cutting down interest. So that means let's not hold any grain. You may not want to, you're not going to like the price you're selling it for, but that ship sailed. Mm-hmm. And, but let's not be sitting, you know, being stubborn about, well, I've got to hold it because it's, you know, I can't sell it here while your 8% loan is ticking away.
Good point.
And those are the types of things you have to go, I'm going to take care of every expense. And being in the brokerage business, it sounds a little self-serving to say this, but there's so many other strategies and choices to re-own, put yourself in that same position that you can stop all of that interest immediately. Yeah. So 8% on $1 million, that's $80,000 a year.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it divide that by 12, it's about $6,500 a month, or just go with 80,000 on 100,000 bushels of beans. You just made your beans rally 80 cents by ending that, you know, interest payment.
Isn't this kind of like a situation where a lot of times we say, hey, you know, when you're doing your marketing, you got to know your costs.
Yeah.
Does it really matter if you know your costs? When you're related to your marketing right now, you're trying to save your skin.
Yeah. We're past that point because what I've read and heard and spoken to all of the ag econ departments, University of Illinois or wherever it is, cost production for corn on for most everybody, if they figure everything in, is $5.15, give or take. And we're not getting back there anytime.
Yeah, so we're managing what we've got in front of us right now. Absolutely. All right, guys. Thanks a bunch. I appreciate you both. Enjoyed the conversation. That is Sean Haney, Real Agriculture, Real Ag Radio. Jody Lawrence, Strategic Trading Advisors. We're going to talk more with Helena next.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Smoothie bar, asking people if they'd switch smoothies with me for $574.
Oh, I'll switch.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
That's a headache.
Nope, it's painless.
Oh, so it's easy money.
Yep, check Allstate first and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
There are a lot of so-called fast food deals out there. But do any of them have the Wendy's Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, crispy fries, everyone's favorite nugs, and a drink for just $5 like Wendy's Biggie Bag? Nope. And that's why no other deals can be called the Wendy's Biggie Bag. That and a little thing called plagiarism. When the deal is as fresh as the meal, gotta be Wendy's.
Gotta be fresh.
Includes choice of JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with 4-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California and via third-party delivery.
Founded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena.
Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive, delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com and never miss a beat.
We all know the expression, make hay while the sun shines. Well, by the look of things, the sun is starting to shine on interest rates again, which means it's a great time to team up with a lender that knows the business of farming, FBN Finance. With flexible terms and rates and pre-qualification for farmland loans up to $3 million for qualified applicants, you can trust FBN Finance to shed light on your ideas to expand your farming operation. And right now, get $500 off closing costs for farmland loans over $250,000. Start your farmland loan today at fbn.com/agritalk or call 833-FBN-LEND. That's 833-FBN-LEND. FBN Finance, more than a lender. Financing offered by FBN Finance LLC and its lending partners. Available where FBN Finance LLC is licensed. Terms and conditions may apply. NMLS ID 1631119.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. Health insurance has never been so easy and affordable. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more,
give us a call at 800-801-2730. That's 800-801-2730.
We've cleared the schedule for you. Give us a call at 855-482-5524 and join the conversation.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Flory. Glad that you are with us. We are at the Helena Agri Enterprise Evolve Innovation Expo in Memphis, Tennessee. Big thank you to Helena for having us here at their event. Joining us now, Patrick Ewan. He is Helena Products Group General Manager. How are you, Patrick?
I'm great, Chip. Thanks for having me on.
Tell me about the facilities here.
Well, you know, we're going to be a little biased to it, but what I would say, it's a facility that houses our sales and marketing, research and development, registration. So in essence, we've got everybody under one roof, and probably the biggest win out of that is really the impromptu discussions and the ideas and that come up. And, you know, what I would say about my team here is everybody comes in motivated every day to work with one thing on their mind, and it's really the customer experience.
Right. And then you've got the plots right here too, right? Yeah,
that's something we've really evolved into, if you will. We've worked with AgriCenter here on different plots around the farm, and we were able to secure a spot to be exact 6 acres. And we it gives us the ability to really screen some stuff before we really go out to third party providers and researchers. But the same token, to have events like we've got here today, it's tremendous.
Yeah, take everybody that's out in the field with customers and take them and show them what's coming out of the pipeline.
Absolutely.
It's got to be really a valuable day for those guys coming in and sitting down and with researchers and plant breeders and everything and just hashing it out.
It is. And, you know, many of our folks, the ideas we get for our products come from the field, so they can come out here and it's some of them's ideas. And we've been able to, you know, prove concept. And we not only have today, we'll have folks come back the next couple of weeks to bring different customers in, really one-on-one to really look at it and get underneath it. So it's really been an opportunity for us to get a hold of that plot work and and have the space to really showcase what we're doing.
Okay, excellent. So the people that come in here, what is it that you hope they take home with them from this experience?
Well, first and foremost, you know, Helena as a company, you know, you look across the market, Chip, there's great products, there's great companies. We really want to showcase who Helena's about. It's our people. And if we've got great products with that, we got great agronomics, and we can put together some really, really good agronomic solutions and change their experience. You know, I've always said if we can make their life simple and make it valuable for them, they want to work with us. And it all starts with our people. So my goal, and I get asked this from time to time when the folks come in, so what do you really want? I said, I want them to see how we operate and what we do and how we're different. And if we can demonstrate that, I think it's a big win for our company.
Oh, it certainly is. I mean, there's no denying that if you can make all the people and all the cogs in that gear fit together, sure, you get everybody sure, pulling absolutely. In the right direction. It's going to make life a lot better for everybody.
Yeah, a lot easier said than done.
I get that.
But we strive every day to do that. So.
Yep. So what makes Helena different? What in the research and the product rollouts and everything, what makes Helena different?
You know, and from my lens, they were a customer of mine for 20-something years. So I've seen them from that view, and I had the opportunity to join the organization in 2016. And how that came about, I actually worked with Helena Products on some different technologies. And yeah. I thought, what a great place to be, got a great culture, but you look at different technology providers around the globe, and to put really unique products together that are different. You know, sure, we've got competitors in our space that offer products, but you know, we spend $4.2 million a year on research just out of this facility here, just looking at proof of concept. I'll stack that up against anybody in the industry. But we want to be different.
Say that number again.
$4.2 million is what we spend on research and development out of this facility here. And people says, well, you know, what are you looking at? Number one thing we're looking at is to be different. And that's what I would like these growers that are here. Because, you know, I asked this morning, when we went through, I said, have you ever been to a field day and somebody not said we had great products and here's some really good data? I said, guess what? We're going to tell you the same thing.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The important thing I want you to hear is how we're different, how we go about things and how we make things different. I said, I learned that when Helena was my customer coming in here to do a product. I thought we would come in here and say, hey, you know, you want to give us a brand name, we'll put it under our spout, we'll put it on your label, and you're selling the product.
Right.
It's like, oh, no, right. No, we're going to change the formulation. You know, I said, well, we've got a great formulation. What do you mean change it?
Yeah.
And there's a gentleman by the name that I think is the icon for this facility in Helena named Johnny Roberts.
Yep.
Johnny said, well, hey, we're going to pull the Proctitola out of it. And, of course, being young at that time, I didn't want to be embarrassed and say, hey, I have no idea what you're talking about. I said, what is Proctitola, Johnny? He said, it's water. And I said, what are you going to put in it? He said, we're going to make every component of that formulation bring value to that customer. You know, and I said, well, that makes sense. So
that
it's really,
does.
Really, really a cost performance. You know, we'll put added cost in it, but we want to make sure that it's performing. And if you ask me why we put so much emphasis on R&D, because our folks out in the field have the relationship with the customer.
Yeah,
it's got Helena on the box.
Yep.
We need to make sure that we're focused on trust, and they trust us. It's going to be
Gotcha. So, if there's one message that not the guys that are here, but the producers that are listening out there, if there's one message that you want them to understand about Helena, what is it?
Helena has one interest in mind. Within this organization that can create the best customer experience, and if we can make it simple for them, bring them value across the chains of our offering from the agronomics all the way through, really determine the financials and the ROI. It's one thing, Chip. It's people. You get people who can do that and build relationships. You've got something special.
You've got a bunch of good ones down here. Yeah. There's no question about that, Patrick. Thank you so much for making time and for having us down here.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
All right. You bet. That is Patrick Ewan. He is a Helena Products Group General Manager. All right, real quick, guys. National Weather Service 6 to 10 day outlook for July 24th through the 28th. The above normal temperatures moving back into the Midwest from the Northwest. Above normal temperatures expected over a lot of Nebraska, northern Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin. Near normal to below normal in the central and southern production areas. Kind of the same story when we look at the precip. Below normal precip expected in the Dakotas, western Nebraska, near normal over most of Minnesota and Iowa, and above normal precip in the eastern Corn Belt. Thank you so much, and thanks to Helena today. Come back tomorrow morning. We've got the free-for-all. And tomorrow afternoon, we're talking cattle with Scott Barlow right here on AgriTalk.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If you served, we want you to get the health care and benefits you earned. We want you to come to VA.
There's never been a better time to apply. Under a new law called the PACT Act, we've expanded VA care and benefits to millions of people who served and their survivors.
No matter where you served or how long you served, check out va.gov/PACT to learn more about what VA can do for you and your family.
Come to VA.
With T-Mobile,